Welcome to the Retirement Guide Podcast. I'm your host, George Jameson, owner of Capital Wealth Group, a flat fee-only advisory firm. Whether you're nearing retirement or already retired, join me each week as we explore the world of retirement planning and equip you with the knowledge and tools you need for a successful retirement. So let's get started. If you're looking to maximize your retirement savings and potentially minimize your tax burden, you've probably heard financial advisors recommending something called a Roth conversion. But what exactly is a Roth conversion, and is it really worth all the hassle? In this episode, we're going to break down the pros and cons so you can decide if a Roth conversion strategy makes sense for your situation. So what is a Roth conversion? A Roth conversion refers to taking all or part of the balance from a traditional IRA or 401k and transferring it into a Roth IRA account. The key difference is that with a traditional retirement account, you got a tax deduction on the contributions, but will pay income tax when you withdraw funds in retirement. With a Roth account, you pay taxes up front on the converted amount, but all future growth and qualified withdrawals are all tax-free. So here are some pros of a Roth conversion. The biggest potential advantage of a Roth conversion is paying taxes today at potentially lower rates versus paying higher future taxes on withdrawals from a traditional IRA or 401k later in retirement. If you expect your income and tax rates to be higher later on in retirement, or expect tax rates to increase over time, the Roth conversion could save you a good chunk of money in the long run. It also allows tax-free growth and avoids required minimum distributions in retirement. Another pro is asset protection. Roth IRAs do not have RMDs during the owner's lifetime, so you can let the money continue growing tax-free for your non-spousal heirs. Your heirs will now get a tax-free asset versus having to withdraw your IRA or 401k over a 10-year period and pay ordinary income tax on the withdrawals. If they inherit large IRAs or 401ks and have mid to high paying jobs, their tax burden could be quite large. So what are some cons of Roth conversions? The obvious downside is that you have to pay taxes upfront on the conversion amount, which can be a major cost depending on your tax bracket and account balances. There's also the unknown of future tax rates. If rates end up being lower in your retirement than you anticipated, doing the conversion may have been an unnecessary tax payment. You also have to watch out for the conversion spiking you into a higher marginal tax bracket in the year of the conversion, which is why we often recommend doing Roth conversions over several years if possible. And from a cash flow perspective, making a large Roth conversion uses money that could have been invested elsewhere or spent on other priorities, or could create issues if you face emergencies or higher than expected expenses. So when is the best time for Roth conversions? Often the ideal time to consider Roth conversions is right after retiring, but before starting Social Security, pensions, and RMD requirements. During the sweet spot, you can take advantage of lower tax brackets to do Roth conversions. If you have a large enough taxable savings account to live on and pay the conversion taxes, doing partial Roth conversions during this window can make a lot of sense to take advantage of those low rates before income potentially increases from sources like Social Security, pensions, or RMDs down the road. However, if you have a relatively small IRA and or 401k balance, to begin with, the upfront cost of conversions may outweigh any future benefits. Likewise, if you expect to need to take at least your full RMD amount to cover living expenses throughout retirement, Roth conversions become less desirable. Age and life expectancy matter too. The longer you have for tax-free Roth growth, the better. So is it worth it? At the end of the day, the Roth conversion can offer major benefits like tax-free growth, minimizing RMDs, hedging against rising rates, and improving your overall tax diversification. But it requires careful planning to determine if the long-term benefits outweigh the upfront tax hit. Roth conversions tend to make the most sense for those who expect higher marginal rates in retirement, have many years ahead for tax-free growth, have funds outside retirement to pay conversion taxes, and can maximize the tax bracket sweet spot early in retirement. For those who do not check those boxes, conversions may create more costs than benefits. As with any major financial decision, careful analysis and professional guidance is highly recommended. Roth conversions can be a complicated decision that depends heavily on your specific retirement income needs and assets. Working with an experienced retirement advisor can be helpful. They often use specialized planning software to run scenarios and show the long-term impact of Roth conversion strategies. We use tools like Right Capital and Income Lab to help our clients fully analyze the trade-offs. So there you have it, a thorough look at the key considerations around Roth conversions for your retirement planning. Make sure you run the customized numbers, get professional advice when needed, and to see if Roth conversions is the right strategic fit for your specific financial situation. And that wraps up today's episode. Hope everyone has a great day. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Retirement Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review to help others discover the show. For questions, ideas, or discuss your retirement plan, reach out to me, George Jameson, at Capital Wealth Group. Visit our website at capitalwealthplan.com to learn more. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more insightful retirement planning in future episodes. And now for the disclaimer. The information discussed in this podcast is for general explanations and education only. It is not tax, legal, or investment advice. Before considering acting on any information heard here, first consult with your tax, legal, or investment advisor. Thank you and have a great day.